Hello everyone. So, I don't have time to record later, but right now I'm putting on makeup because I'm going to like a little family party. And I don't know if you could hear me because I'm not as close to the microphone as I usually am, but I did want to record a little something before the year ended. Also, if you hear any background noise, it's because there's background noise. It's only around 8:40. It's not as late as I usually record, obviously. This is hard to do because I'm putting on mascara, actually. And if you don't know what that is, it's that stuff that girls put on their eyelashes to make them pop, stand out. this is hard to talk. One second, let me just put it on. I can't do this right now. Okay, I can do this. So, okay, before the year ends, I just want to say, wow, I've been on Pillow Talk, for about 6 months now, and I made this channel just for that reason. Wow, I'm speaking as if, I'm, like, in YouTube mode. I made this channel, or, god damn it, I made this, account for that reason. I wanted to record and speak my mind and, express my thoughts on certain things and, etc. I do post on another subreddit, but for the most part, I do post on Pillow Talk a lot, and I really appreciate all the love. Like, honestly, I've talked about this before, but yeah, people say that, why do you do this for other people? Do you get anything out of it? Of course I do. Being able to do this, talk about anything, and, people will listen and be super nice to me. Of course, I am grateful and I get that out of it. And, I'm very happy that other people, actually benefit from it as well because, I don't know, it's so confusing to me and I'm still trying to understand how, but, I just want to say thank you for being so nice to me. Honestly, it's awesome. I wish I knew about this, place sooner, but, you know, it's the fact that I actually am on it now, and I've grown so much, I've grown so much from the time since. My dad is singing, but let's see. Yeah. Oh my god, he won't stop. Let's see. I hope you guys are gonna have a great New Year's. Whether it be you're going out or you're staying in, I am definitely having a laid-back New Year. It's just with family, as usual. I've never been to, like, a super New Year party, and I probably won't for a while, and I'm okay with it because I'm a homebody. I really am, and most of you know that, so, yeah, I just wanted to hang out with you before I leave, and just checking on everything on my face. Let's see. Yeah. Thank you for being really nice. You just make me so happy. And, I am right now at this point in my life the happiest I've ever been, ever. And I feel like it'll only get better, so, you know, that's just how it is right now. And If you are feeling down, I'm going to try my best to make you feel better. Because being happy, I don't know. Of course, I wish I had other things. Like, I'm so grateful for what I have right now. And of course, there are things that I don't have that I would really like and know that it would make me very much happier. But, you know, I have to live in the moment and just accept that some things aren't meant to be at a certain amount of time, and just make little goals and just work towards it one step at a time. I think I just said one step at a time two times, but I'm not sure. I'm so out of place in my mind. But yeah, as for New Year's resolutions, I just want to continue what I'm doing, and I think I'll be set. I don't know. New Year's resolutions are kind of hit or miss sometimes with people. People would make them, and then 2 months into the year, they're totally just gone and done and not done and dusted, just gone and not even taken into account. So I don't want to make it, I don't want to force myself into anything big, but I just want to continue because obviously I'm doing very good. So I hope you are too. And if you do have a resolution, let me know. I really want to know. I love hearing other people's goals because it's really inspiring, especially when they're so big and especially when people actually reach them at the end of the year. Man, I applaud you. And I bow down and I slow clap and I do all these things for you. But I think this will conclude it. Maybe. Whoa, my eyelash just went crazy. Calm yourself, please. Oh my gosh. Also, I keep hearing these things outside. I don't know if they are fireworks. I don't know if they are gunshots. I don't want to die tonight. But I think, I'm just kidding. I don't want to die, but I'm not going to die. I just had to clarify that. But my eye is just really bothering me right now. And I hate it. Wow, okay, that just looks terrible. So terrible. So, okay, I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna take any more of your time with this nonsense. But, again, thank you so much for a great year. And I'll still be here, in 2015 with you. As long as you're here with me, I'll be there. I heard the thing again outside. I think I'm gonna die. But, if you don't hear from me in, let's say, 3 days, then I'm dead. I'm just kidding. You can message me, and I'll respond, or comment, and I'll respond as fast as I can. I really hate my eye right now. Okay, I'm gonna go fix this and leave you alone, but Happy New Year. Happy, Happy New Year. A lot of people make these things, New Year things, a big deal, but sometimes you just have to look back at the past and just see how much you've grown. Whether it be for the worse or for the best, you be the judge of that, and you change it for yourself. And I'm gonna stop preaching. Although I'm not preaching, I'm just talking. So, yeah, I'm gonna go. This is No Remedy for Memory, also known as Kim, and I guess I will talk to you in 2015. Bye.